Okay, let's go over here to Alana, who's calling us from somewhere in California. Hi, Alana.
Hello, doctor. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
I'll be as quick as I can be. I just want to say it's an honor to speak with you, and I am bringing my husband up from Murrieta, California, to your clinic in a couple of months. He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in October, I don't know, 5 months ago, something like that. He had a high bilirubin count, very high, and he had dropped 65 pounds. It was sudden, seemingly.
Whoa.
To us. They put a stent in. We opted against all chemo and basically any surgery options other than the stent they put in. And that seemed to help the bilirubin, but we went on the Delta-9 enzyme therapy, Lepaccio, coffee enemas, and just changed his way of life and eating. He's doing amazingly well. And recently, the CA19.9 had gone from 49 down to 42.
Oh, good. Right direction.
Here's the interesting thing, though. The 2.2 cm tumor was now 4.4 times 3.8 cm, which we don't understand because the diet was so strict and
right.
All the protocol was so intense. However, the CA was down. I have three questions, and I understand you'll need to be brief. Here they are. Is it wise to replace the stent because he's doing famously well? He's gone from a man who couldn't get out of the chair or walk when they sent him home, I believe, to die, to a man who's gone to Minnesota working on machines. Right.
All right. What was stented, ma'am? What was stented?
One of the bile ducts.
Oh, okay.
The main one.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they said in this recent thing was increased compression of the superior mesenteric vein, which I'd like to know about that. And the other thing is intermittent oil in his stools, and I know it's a malabsorption. The thing is, he's doing so darn well. I don't figure it out. I can't figure why the oil comes and goes. He's got energy to boot. I just don't get it. He's
okay, ma'am, if the oil
stomach.
Is coming, if the oil is coming and going, remember that the pancreas, and that's where the cancer is, makes digestive enzymes, and one of the principal ones it makes is called lipase, and now all that means is digesting fat and oil.
Right.
And
right.
So it sounds
right.
Like somehow the pancreas is being influenced, and sometimes it does make this lipase in sufficient quantities to digest all the fats and oils, and sometimes it doesn't. So right in your local natural food store is a product called Lipanase, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E. It is an exact duplicate of human lipase. It also
is
has some protease and so
forth. Is that different, doctor, because he's taking loads of lipase, loads of it, but is that one different from regular
yes,
lipase?
Yes, it has a much higher, well, look, go read the label, and you'll find that it has a much higher quantity of lipase in it than most lipase supplements.
Lipanase.
Yeah, that's its name. Now, second thing, ma'am, and you're right, we have to get done before the end of the hour. Please go online and put into your computer tocotrienols pancreatic cancer. If you haven't done that already, it's T-O-C-O.
He's already on it, doctor. I already looked up all your research. He's already on it, tocotrienols.
And remember, those are fat soluble, so they must be taken with a fat digesting enzyme to get them into the body.
Okay, which means?
Well, you take the tocotrienols and you take the lipanase at the same time.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Now, the stent. Should we leave well enough alone? It's been 4 months. They're telling us we shouldn't in case of infection, but he's so well right now.
I understand, ma'am, but I'm not qualified to answer that question. I'm not a surgeon, and I would leave well enough alone at this point.
And last question about the mesenteric vein. Do we need to be concerned with that when it says increased compression of the superior mesenteric vein?
Maybe a little. Now, how do we get the compression off? I don't know. I'd be checking with a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about that. If you're coming
to our
clinic.
Well, he's coming to see you.
Oh, okay.
I want to get him up to see you within 3 months. So that's why I'm trying
to. Okay, he should get up to see Dr. Sherman or Lampson. They're the two doctors who do the most about cancer at our clinic. Sherman and Lampson.